Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain, unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In this AudioCast 57, we take this podcast to a whole new level. So sit back and...
One, two, three, listen.
If you're willing to talk, Father Leo is willing to listen. Get ready for a deliciously deep discussion of Shoot the Shiitake with Father Leo.
And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with me, your host, Father Leo. And this week, we talk with Andy Miller, who's actually the operations manager for my organization, Plating Grace, and he also does some work with the Table Foundation. And we kind of explore what exactly we're trying to do with our organization, because honestly, a lot of people don't know what I do, and so this actually gives me a chance to explain what I do. A lot of people have their impressions, and I love to dispel them, especially when people think that we may be kind of rolling in the dough. I actually roll a lot of dough, but I'm not rolling in the dough, especially when you hear what we're hoping to do with our dough, and that's why we're going to be needing your help. But we want you to enjoy this particular episode. You get a chance to, again, hear from Andy Miller, who's going to explain what we do, how he came to work with me, and what we hope to accomplish in our efforts to be plating some grace. And when doing that, also to be able to serve people and show what the power of food can do. So sit back and enjoy this deep dish discussion with Andy Miller, my operation manager for Plating Grace, when we return for a deep dish discussion. This episode is brought to you by SelectInternationalTours.com, 800-842-4842, as I invite you on a special Danube River pilgrimage. We're going to begin in Budapest and end up in Prague, with about five countries in between, experiencing not only the Catholic culture, but also the delicious Catholic cuisine. So we hope you join me on a future trip. Learn more at SelectInternationalTours.com or call 800-842-4842. And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with a Deep Dish Discussion. And I have Andy, my operations manager. Thanks for joining me, Andy.
Yeah, thank you, Father Leo, for having me.
Yes, well, I have to have you because we work together. Now, Andy, the whole point of all of this is to, first of all, give people a chance to know what I do, because a lot of people don't know what I do. When you first got wind of this job opening, what did you think of all of this?
Yeah, well, I had never even heard of you, so...
That's one of the reasons why I hired him. I knew he wouldn't be a creepy stalker.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you had such a big support, and it was actually really awesome to see that kind of traveling with you and seeing people recognize you when we went to the March for Life and stuff.
Yeah, because first of all, when you even heard of this job description, before you get to how many people recognize me at the March for Life, when you got this phone call from me, what did you honestly think of who is this? I mean, tell me, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, yeah, honest. I thought it was going to be an interesting job because I'm always up for adventure and kind of taking things as they come, rolling with the punches. And so it was definitely, I thought, an interesting opportunity. Give me a little bit of experience kind of going into the Catholic speaking field, lets me use my business degree and still have that Catholic mission, which is really awesome, just being able to work.
See, now, but you're a Catholic, right? You want to get involved in ministry. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So I was doing youth ministry for a while before I found your job. And then, yeah, I've been able to kind of keep that ministry going
in my free time. So now that you are actually working with it, tell me some of the things that may have surprised you in working with this. And be honest, I mean, folks, so you know, we did not rehearse any of these questions. He could actually insult me right now, and that's perfectly good. We're just shooting the shiitake here with Andy Miller, Operations Manager.
No, yeah, I mean, working for a cooking priest, I thought the food would be a lot better, so...
Dude, just so you know, Andy has got the driest sense of humor. And are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Because I've gotten you to eat stuff that you've never eaten before.
No, it's definitely been great. But yeah, it's been very interesting working with a priest who kind of travels around and does a whole bunch of different stuff, going from cooking demos to speaking at youth, like religious conferences, youth conferences.
Is it weird to you, though? I mean, is it weird? Because everyone's experience of a priest, and this is kind of why we're talking about it, we're sharing with you what we hope to do in the next phase of Plating Grace. We actually feel like we're settling into something and we're going to take it to the next level. But is it weird for you to see what we're doing?
No. So I've actually worked with a few other priests who have had a lot of experience doing different ministries. And so I've kind of seen a lot of different ways that the faith can be spread, how different missions work. And so it's awesome to see another way that the faith can be spread and how, like, you use God's creation of food to bring the faith and explain that to people.
Uh-huh. And
so
what's,
it's awesome.
What's been the effect so far? Like, again, you didn't know who I was, and then all of a sudden I take you on some of these trips. Maybe you can explain where we've been, and then what did you experience with it?
Yeah, so I think the most recent one was LA Cathedral, the Catholic conference there, and it was a religious education Catholic
conference. Christ Cathedral.
Yeah.
Yeah, formerly known as the Crystal Cathedral. Yep.
The LA...
Congress.
LA Congress,
yeah. The LA Congress.
At the convention center.
Yeah, that happens generally like around sometime during the Lenten season. Like over 30,000 people show up. And then what was your experience?
Yeah, so I mean, it was awesome to see how people showed up interested in trying to build their faith at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a couple different talks, presentations about that. So it was really awesome to see kind of the people who want that family life, that value at home, and how they're striving to learn and increase ways that they can bring that home to their family.
Describe the crowd for people, because I don't think people realize, you know, who comes to something like this.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of nutheads. They were just all crazy. I don't know why they'd come see you.
Well, in a way, remember we actually walked into one of the venues, and it was pure empty.
Yeah. At the beginning, I was kind of worried that no one was going to show up.
But they gave me this huge room, and I didn't think anyone was going to show up. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, it was almost full. I think the second day we actually like filled up, people were standing along the walls. So that was awesome.
Well, even in that first one, there were people standing in the back along the way. Maybe it's because there were a few seats up front. No,
I think they were scared of you.
I think they were scared of me. But what do you think people are getting from a type of presentation like this? And maybe you can even describe what you experienced.
Yeah. I mean, I think they get great value and topics wise, how to have those difficult discussions with their kids on different topics, you know, whether it's like
sex.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
We could talk about that.
But I think, yeah, it's definitely very beneficial.
Now, you've heard other speakers before, right?
So, correct, I mean,
you've
yeah.
heard how do, and boy, this sounds so arrogant, but I'm asking because what we're going to be doing was asking all of our listeners to get involved. You've heard me speak, you've heard other people speak. What would be some of the similarities and what would be some of the differences in how you've heard?
So, I mean, most of the people that I hear from have different accents. So I think that having just, you know, a normal
We're
American
talking about
accent,
you, Matt Fred. We're talking about you, Matt. Listen, if I was a tall Australian guy, I think I would be, I don't know, not just on EWTN. Let's put it that way. But anyway, keep going.
Well, I mean, if you get that Filipino, you know,
accent.
Yeah, bring that up.
So you I think I'm going to smack Andy now with my mic. No, I'm kidding with you. No. So
hey.
The producer's got to edit that now. So, in other words, it is kind of odd to see a Filipino, who's definitely not a white guy, in speaking to a whole section of people, not just Filipinos, but Caucasians and people from the continent of Africa and then different parts of Europe. So what's been kind of the similarities in Catholic speaking as well as some of the differences?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, you've got the differences. You've got your food. So, I mean, you bring the food to everyone and mm-hmm. everyone loves food. Who doesn't love food?
Well, you kind of didn't. You eat a hamburger every day.
Yeah, but I love it. I love the hamburger.
All right. I'm going to replace his meat with vegetables one of these days. Let's see what he thinks. So, the food element. But how about just the amount of laughter and joy? Like, did you notice that people really have fun?
Yeah, no, things. I mean, that's, yeah, one of the things about you is when leaving your events, I'm always like, oh, how'd it go? And they always say, oh, he's so entertaining, like, great time, I had an awesome time. And I think it's awesome because you bring the family, the development, you know, and you bring that into the kind of an entertaining way, but you give them concrete things to work on. So it's, here's some things that you can do, whether it's have these discussions at dinner, you've made questions for people to have at the dinner table and talk with their kids, you know? So I think it definitely gives an awesome...
Family ministry is really suffering in the church. You worked in church ministry before, and we see it. Youth are on one section, young adults in the other, parents here, men and women there, seniors somewhere else. What is there that you've seen that effectively just brings people together where families are literally learning and laughing at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely having those events for families, a lot of times when churches put on events, they say, oh, well, we're going to have like parents here, kids here, and then a daycare for the younger ones. Whereas your events, you kind of open them up to families in general. Everyone's welcome, whether it's from 6 years old to 96 years
and
old.
And do you think, you've seen it, is it surprising that people actually get it? Like even the kids understand?
Yeah, no, it's definitely amazing how you can kind of bring everyone together. And it's awesome. I think the mission, bringing the families together, is something that you do very successfully.
And so I thank you, but here's the reason why I'm even asking you to say this, because prior to all of this, you had no idea who I was. Why do you think that's the case? I mean, I've been on TV for years. I've written several books and I travel. And you're only a diocese away. How did you not know of the work that we're doing?
Right. Well, so yeah, I mean, clearly, I think that whenever there's good things in the world, the devil doesn't want that. So, I mean, in some cases, like, there's definitely a spiritual battle that goes on. And so maybe, like, lack of promotion, I might not have seen it just because it's very hard and difficult to spread these messages.
Yeah, good news does not travel fast.
And I think, yeah, you get like, whatever, someone ran over their neighbor's car on purpose, that's going to show up in the news.
Sure.
Because people are just like,
that was a personal
astounded.
That was a personal story for me.
No,
I'm kidding.
Not, but,
yeah, but, I can throw it back at you, buddy. So that is the reality. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because we are kind of embarking on an effort to try to get this message out there. You heard it from Andy. He was speaking in a very non-biased way, and he didn't even know about this, even though I'm literally a diocese away from him, and he didn't have any clue, in part because of promotions. Now that we have worked together for a few months, you tell me, what do you think I need to do to get the message out there?
So, I mean, clearly engaging with the audience, and that's what we're asking. I mean, eventually we're going to be asking for the audience's engagement to help spread the word.
Yep.
Because I think that's the best way to do it, is to get those who support you to help bring the message to the people that they know. Yep. Because my friends hadn't heard of you, and I started working with you, so now they kind of know more about you.
Yep. It's just like, they don't like me still, but it's only because they don't like you.
Yeah, I have to pay them, but
exactly. Well, I'm paying you. And by the way, and when we're saying paying, let's talk financially here, just because I think people don't get it. And I have no trouble sharing with people what our finances are. I don't think anybody has the right to it, but I'm certainly happy to tell people where it goes. What kind of car do you drive, Andy?
I drive a nice hybrid, Hyundai Ioniq.
Oh, Hyundai.
Yeah.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound fancy. And what kind of car do I drive?
It's a, I don't even remember. It's a black SUV.
But is
just
it?
Just like the FBI.
It's pretty old, though.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean,
is it a Jeep?
No, no, it's a Chevy Equinox.
Okay.
It's a 2011 Chevy Equinox. So it's old.
Well, and yeah, I just got rid of my 2003 Jeep Wrangler, so.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to keep it in mind for a while.
I'd be happy for that one.
I'll be keeping this for a while. Do I live in a fancy neighborhood?
No, not really.
Do I live excessively as a priest? I've never asked any of these questions before, so it's kind of nice to hear. Do you think that I live as somebody who has a TV show and who's traveling around the world?
No, I mean, definitely not as I expected when I started working with you. I was like, oh, he's going to like have all this stuff, like, but stuff. I mean, I noticed that, like, you travel so much for the mission,
yep,
that you don't have time to be going out and partying or whatever people, you know,
yeah,
with like the.
You probably would have had the impression that, oh gosh, he is out in the world, he must live an excessive lifestyle,
right?
And I'm just here to tell you, people, I don't. I mean, I look around and my room looks like a room at the DoubleTree Hotel because that's kind of where I feel at home, because I'm always there. In other words, I live a very simple life. Where does the money go? That's kind of what we want to talk about, because I think a lot of people, when it comes to Catholicism, they get a little nervous with supporting Catholics and especially priests. I mean, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, Andy, when you think of priests doing what I do, what are some of the impressions that some people may have?
So whenever I'm looking at donating money, I always love to give to the charities and the organizations that I know do the best work and are actually out doing work. So when I see the results, then I'm like, okay, this organization is doing something good that brings results and I can see them. And so I'm always looking for those results when I'm looking to give money. And so that's why I sponsor missionaries and do different.
This is the problem, though. One of the reasons why you didn't know who I was, and the reason why a lot of people don't know what I do, is they don't know the results. They don't actually hear about it. I don't actually I might take a selfie of me with the crowd just because it kind of engages social media. Hopefully people can follow along. But what do you think some of the results are as a result of me busting my backside and working a lot? I mean, I do work a lot.
Yeah.
Some of the results are?
I mean, that's one of the harder things with your ministry is, because it's not, we're building houses for someone, or,
correct,
you know, we're taking food to the homeless every day. And that's one of the things that I know you're trying to start doing every month. But because it's harder to see your results because they're not concrete. We can't count, you know, the families that have been impacted. We don't see the dinner discussions happening around the table. And we can only get those results from hearing from the people.
And do we hear from people?
Not often, no. We don't get as much feedback as we would like. We get the different emails here and there that say, oh my gosh, your event was great. I'd never heard of you before. And now I'm like looking at all your stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's just very interesting. And I know that that definitely helps when we hear from people, when people give us the feedback of like, we took this home and we talked about this, you know, we get those emails. Like, that's something that's great. And it helps us.
So engagement with the audience is not easy. Thankfully, whenever I meet people, they do say stuff like that. I remember when I wrote the book, Spicing Up Married Life, literally about 5 or 6 couples, and eventually we want to share these emails. They said, this changed our marriage. Our marriage was on the rocks, and this book had literally helped me. A nun emailed me about Epic Food Fight. She was reading it in the chapel, and she says, I laughed when I was praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, not in a disrespectful way. So there are those things, but what I think Andy is saying is, we need to engage you. We actually need to hear from you. We don't know how many people actually even watch my show. We can tell you how many people, a couple thousand, you know, listen to this podcast. We want to grow that. So what are some of the efforts that we are trying to do, Andy? Because, I mean, this is why we're doing this particular show.
The main thing I think that I want to talk about is the food truck that we're starting is with the nonprofit, The Table Foundation.
Yep.
We're hoping to get a food truck up and running so that we can work together with ex-convicts coming back into the world again after being incarcerated and helping them develop professional skills in the cooking industry and professional and personal skills. So
that's a big deal because that's just one of the things we do. So let me kind of break it down for you so that people get a sense of what this food and faith organization looks like. The big umbrella is called Plating Grace. Before that, it was called Grace Before Meals. And frankly, I kind of like Plating Grace better because it shows kind of an outward reaching. It's focused on food and it's not about praying before you eat. Underneath Plating Grace, we have the TV show on EWTN. We have our YouTube channel. We have all of the social media. We have the events. We have our pilgrimages. And then we have our nonprofit. And that's what Andy's talking about with the Table Foundation. The majority of our monies from Plating Grace goes to the Table Foundation. And that's what we're doing with the food truck. But what else? The first thing that you did actually, Andy, was volunteer at...
Yes, at the Olive Mass. So that was a big event that we put on in Baltimore for people in the food industry, chefs, servers, hostesses.
What did you think about that?
It was very interesting. And I had never really been to anything like that before. You had told me about, you know, the White Mass and the Red Mass.
Yeah, and so for listeners who don't know, the White Mass is a mass, basically an opportunity for people in the medical field to come together to be blessed, to be formed, to be prayed over, and then, you know, go on a mission. The Red Mass is for lawyers and judges, and the Blue Mass is cops and firefighters. But there was nothing for the hospitality industry, so...
Yeah, so I had never heard of any of those masses before, and then coming into the Olive Mass...
What kind of Catholic are you,
It was very interesting... insulting
my... No, I'm kidding with you. But a lot of people don't. The promotions are bad.
Yeah.
We don't do well with promotions. That's why we're doing what we're doing. So the Olive Mass, tell me about that. What did you think
of it? Yeah, so it was a mass and then a reception for chefs and people in the food industry. And it was just, it was awesome. It was a great mass. And it really brought people together in the community that I don't think had really encountered the faith at all.
Most of them were Catholic.
Yeah, no, it seemed like a lot of them were confused at what to do, when, and it was very interesting, but also amazing to kind of see them come in and be curious. And
do you think that people enjoyed it ultimately at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think it was a great experience for everyone involved. We had a reception afterwards with professional panel, different people in the
hospitality industry.
Yep. Yeah. And they were very constructive, and I think that
but
they all shared...
But you can see
shared...
the Catholic connection, though. I mean, right? I mean, there is clearly a Catholic connection with the hospitality industry in our Catholic church.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, with service, that's one of the big things in the church.
And that's
right. You see that, I mean, all over the place, with just throughout the Catholic church's history. But yeah, I think that overall, the networking and community that the Olive Mass kind of built was... very productive.
And we're talking about community with people who are very challenged. They have a very difficult life. No one gets it. And that's why we do what we do. We talk about how hospitality is going to heal people. And when we come back, we're going to learn what you listeners can do to help get this message out there, not so that people can know me, because frankly, I don't really care about that, but I do care about people knowing what the message is. So, we'll be back with more Andy, Operations Manager on Shoot the Shiitake, in just a moment. And as you know, some of my ministry involves speaking at different organizations and different events, including parish missions. And so we're opened up for all of next year to book either a parish mission or a Feed My Faith event. And to do that, all you've got to do is go to FatherLeoFeeds.com/travel, and I hope to see you at a Feed My Faith event, a talk, or a parish mission where we're definitely going to be fed body, mind, and soul. And welcome back for this deep dish discussion. We are talking to operations manager Andy Miller, who knew nothing about me and now works with me, really. Let me ask you that. Do you think that I'm like a slave driver?
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible. It's like, I mean, please send help. Send help.
No, because people are going to be like, they're going to isolate that clip. Yeah, I'm going to be right on CNN.
No.
Hashtag me too, abuse me, Father Leo. You know?
Well, yeah, we shouldn't be making those jokes.
No, we shouldn't be, but I mean, like, you started it. Yeah. So tell people the experience of what it's like working together, and then let's talk about our efforts, the next thing we're going
to
do.
No, it's been a lot of fun working with you, just being able to go out and encounter people that I wouldn't normally encounter. I don't think I've ever really thought or experienced this side of an event where it's the food and service. I've always been, you know, for like when I was working at youth ministry, it was always like set up and you'd ask someone else to bring the food. And so that was always behind the scenes.
Yep.
And I think it's definitely been eye-opening for me experiencing the different jobs and things that go on behind those scenes with serving.
And we're not a big organization, folks. I think a lot of people think we are humongous because we have an international outreach, but we're not. I've got a PR guy. I've got a digital manager guy. I've got Andy. I've got a culinary assistant. And then I've got a tech operator. And that's it. And a lot of these are kind of, how shall I say, contracted employees. So it's not like we are, I don't know, Apple.
Like, or no, Google. But we use a lot of their products.
We do a lot of the UK. Okay, brought to you by Apple.
Yeah, there we go.
So tell us now, Andy, this idea of trying to expand our message and trying to expand the reach and trying to get this movement even more stable and growing. What are we doing?
Yeah, so I mean, we're starting up our Patreon page so that we can interact with the people who enjoy and support your message so that we can reach out to them.
So currently, right now, we have about maybe 30,000 on our email blast, right?
I think so, yeah. We're about there.
Okay, 30,000. And
we just reached 500 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Which is new, because before that it was Grace Before Meals. I'm hoping to integrate that. But still, even then, a lot of people say, where can I find you? And they Google me. You could get everything just by subscribing to the YouTube channel, which is Father Leo Feeds, I think, or Plate and Grace.
So, yeah.
It's either one or the other. So Plate and Grace is the name of the company. But people find me at Father Leo Feeds, and here's why. Because people will forget Plating Grace. But if they Google Father Leo, I'm the first guy that pops up. So that's why we do it. So the YouTube channel is Father Leo Feeds, a Plating Grace production. And then we also have about 75,000 on Facebook. We've got about 18, 19,000 on Twitter, about 16,000 on Instagram, and the all-famous LinkedIn. I don't even know how to work it, to be honest with you, but I'm connected there too. So our reach is over 100,000 people.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that we're trying to do is to really increase the engagement
with each other. How much does that
cost? Nothing. I mean, we want to help you guys communicate with each other so that you can see the different people around your area, the people around the world who also support and believe in this mission of using food to do good.
And people think, oh, it's so silly. Why don't you just simply teach someone? Well, let me just put it out this way for you. Jesus became food for a reason. That's the whole thing. This all came about me praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament and me asking the question, is that bread or is that Jesus? And why did Jesus become a piece of bread? That's the whole theology of food, but that's what we want to get people across. So join us on social media and on Facebook and everything else. But then what else are we doing? Patreon.
Yeah. So we're just starting Patreon, which is going to be very beneficial for keeping track of all of our supporters so that we can thank you guys, keep you up to date. Because yeah. No, definitely it's been a whole debacle with that.
We've been trying to do it on our own.
Yeah.
And we realized that... Why are we recreating the wheel? And so we're going to go to a platform where artists and creative thinkers and people who have a message, have a voice, where you can organize your content. And a lot of the content that we give is free. right? I mean,
right. No, yeah, most of it's free. I mean, all of the stuff on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of that's
email
free.
Email blasts.
Yep.
And the podcast.
Yeah. And I think the only thing that
we're creating,
we've got the premium content that comes out. Yeah. But
so
I mean,
let's
with Patreon,
let's go through what the levels are for the different forms of support that people can give. Gosh, I kind of feel like a telethon right now. So the phones are available.
Please call.
No, really, this is, and I can't believe that I'm doing this, but I just know that we have to.
Yeah.
At this stage, we have to do it.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, we can start off the $5 appetizer tier. One bite of goodness satisfies the soul. One bite of goodness satisfies the soul.
That sounds even creepier on my headphones, dude. The people have just literally turned this off. Thanks a lot, Andy. So tell us what they get.
So those people, those are $5 a month, and they'll be getting a sticker or something and a thank you from us. So we're going to be putting together a pretty awesome sticker so that you can show your support on your computer, or on your car, wherever you want to put it. I'm not going to put it on my car because, as Father said, I just got a new one.
I'm not a sticker kind of guy in my car too, but I like stickers. I mean, the whole thing is this will be able to even go on clothes on occasion. You know, if you've got like a grocery bag, you can put it there. You can put it on your computer. And it's just going to simply say, feed your soul.
Yeah. And it'll be for those who want to help support the show, you know, bring that to your friends. You show them like, oh yeah, I listen to this crazy priest.
I don't think people realize that in order to do a produced show, it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
People don't get that part. They think that, oh, you could just simply sit with the quarter. No, that's not how it works. Not how it works. So anyway, what's the next tier level?
The next one is the main course, which is $10.
Okay. It's
get a satisfying serve of our premium content. And so at this level—
Could you say that regularly? Because I literally shut you off whenever you speak in that incredibly creepy voice. Don't sit next to him on a plane, people.
So yeah, get a satisfying serving of our premium content.
And okay.
So that's going to be, you'll get access to the weekly bonus podcast.
So,
and every level above this one will also have access
to the ones
below it. Yeah. Yeah. So you'll also get the stickers and then the thank you.
Yep. And our prayers for you, really. I mean, because I do pray for everybody who support us. Right now we have about a couple dozen people who are premium subscribers, but we're going to be changing that and calling them main course.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so the main course people are just going to get extra content available each week. We kind of send something out in the email blast. And for those who have the premium content or for those who are the main coursers, you'll have access. And it's like a homily that I gave or a special interview. And it's just good Catholic stuff.
Yep.
What's next?
The next one is the—
Oh, by the way, not just Catholic. This is Catholic-influenced life. So even if you're not Catholic, because there's some non-Catholics who follow, it's good for you too. Next.
So then the next one is the smorgasbord, which always reminds me of the scenes from Charlotte's Web with the little rat like going around eating everything.
Hey, thanks. That's kind of creepy. I was thinking of Long John's, or no, we had a place called Horn and Horn, and it was a Horn and Horn smorgasbord. And it's basically a lot of stuff that you can choose from. So what does this one do?
So this one, you'll get all of the things below it. So you'll get access to the premium content. And then we're also going to be sending you a free book of your choice. So any of your books, are we also opening up that to like, if I wanted
book.
Any book?
The Summa Theologiae. I would like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes, thank you.
A through Z. No, so,
yeah, so any of your books.
I've got four books. People don't even know what they are, maybe. Grace Before Meals, that's to bring families and feast days together. Epic Food Fight, which is a theology book about the Eucharist and Mass. Spicing Up a Married Life, which is a really popular book. It's about couples doing dinner dates. And my newest book, Saving the Family. You get a choice of that, signed and personalized. And what was the caption for that one, for the smorgasbord?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So that was Providing a Feast for the Soul.
This sounds like NPR. Brought to you by... So that is...
Yeah, providing a feast for the soul. So
good.
Yeah, that one's $20 or more a month.
All right. I mean, and honestly, that's a movie ticket a month. And
yeah, you get so if
way
you go to
more,
the movies every month,
you get
stop.
Way more than that. Yeah, exactly.
Get a free
stop.
Book and read it.
Exactly. You're so good at this, Andy. I'm kidding. So what comes next? What's the next tier?
So the next one is the $100, and that is plating grace. So that's partnering as a supper hero. And yeah, so partnering as a supper hero, and that is going to give you everything, the stickers, the premium content, the book, and you're going to get an apron. And we can sign that too, because even though it's black, we have silver
pens.
We
have the technology. No, the aprons are cool. And here's why. I tell people, everyone in your family needs an apron, because if you don't have an apron, then you're going to think you're there to be served. And Jesus calls us to be servants. And guess what? It's the first thing that Mary says she is. She goes, I'm the maid servant of the Lord. And Jesus puts on an apron as the last thing he wears officially, when on the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, puts on an apron and served his disciples and washed their feet. So this is perfect because it's black and therefore slimming. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we've got that apron, and that's a what level again? $100 a month?
Yes.
Great. As plus the premium content, stickers, signed books. And then what's next, Andy?
This is the $500 a month, which you're a crazy person if you do this, but
hardly.
We appreciate that.
No, do you really think that they're crazy to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people are crazy to do it? Because I just know there's a lot of people who have the ability to do something like this.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the ability to do that, then you're awesome. I would think that I was crazy if I were doing $500 a month.
Wait a minute. You don't make any money doing this job right now. But I do know, like, if you were to think about $500 a month, this is, by the way, it's all going to nonprofit.
Right.
So you are going to be able to have a tax deduction. But what do they get?
So they're going to get, here comes the big one. You're going to get some stickers. And then you're also going to get the premium content, yep, a book, an apron, and Father Leo will come out and do a private event for you and 10 other people.
Yep. Basically, I come and I act as your personal chef. Tell us what that code, give us that description.
Yeah, the tier description is pending right language. Now. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No.
Well, the tier description was a personal chef for your family feast day. That was even creepier, to be honest with you. So it's me coming to your home, and I cook a 5-course meal for you and your family. And to be honest with you, that's kind of a big deal, because we've had people do this. Now, before you came on board, Andy, and I was working with Chef Steve, he and I had done about 5 or 6 of these a year.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, I'm buying one for next year.
Wow.
I'm buying one for next year. And it really is creating this experience that is a lot of fun. I mean, when you went to the dinner, one of the first things you did, I took you to Indianapolis.
Yep.
And I put you to work. You had the most colorful floral apron ever. It was the only one that had some female apron on, Andy. What did you experience that evening, and what were people's reactions when I cooked that dinner for that fundraiser?
Yeah, no, it was definitely awesome seeing just like the friends come together, and it wasn't for anything specific, but it was just like great time for camaraderie. And definitely when you still serve them, you get to spread your message and bring...
And this was your first experience.
It was, yeah.
So it was a little shocking.
Definitely.
But how was the food?
It was good. It was great. I think it was awesome because getting to see Steve kind of helping out and working with him.
And Chef Steve was one of our first, in fact, he was the first kind of apprentice for the Table Foundation. Gratefully, I can say, he has graduated successfully and is now working in a field connected with the Table Foundation. So it's a beautiful thing, but having him in charge and working with another chef, what were people's reactions to all of it?
Yeah, it was, I think a lot of them hadn't seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was interesting and definitely eye-opening for them to kind of see the service that we do with the ex-convicts. And they got to hear Steve's story, which I'm sure you've done on the podcast before.
Yeah.
So if you...
Episode 12 and episode 3 or 4, something like that.
Yeah so if you haven't heard that, you can go check that out. But hearing Steve's story, kind of seeing their reactions, it was just awesome for me, kind of seeing the work that gets done and the plating grace movement does.
And it is different, but it is ministry. And it's kind of like bringing unique groups of people together. And then ultimately, our job, tell us about that with our goals. One of our goals is...
Yeah, the food truck. Yep. And we mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully we're trying to get around $5,000 a month so that we can get this food truck up and running and start hiring and bringing in ex-convicts so that we can get them the skills development.
And by the way, before I was really keen on getting a restaurant, a small shop. But the problem, folks, ladies and gentlemen, in Baltimore, property is incredibly expensive. My travel schedule would not be amenable to having a full-time restaurant. But my board, we decided on a food truck because it's great for my schedule. And guess what we can do? It can travel with me. Andy is going to drive it. And I'm going to sit in the back because it'll be big enough. I'll have a cot.
I've only driven across the country three times. So.
Yes, exactly. So this will be perfect for you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really going to be an exciting opportunity because we can go to different churches. In fact, I was talking to Father White the other day. He is the author of Rebuild. I think you all have heard of that. It's like the whole how to renew your parish life. He said, one of the first stops you have to do, Leo, is come to my parish and have your food truck there, which would be pretty cool because he's got a really thriving parish. So this is what we can do. If we get $5,000 each month, we're going to be able to do charity work for ex-convicts. But guess what? Every month, Andy and I are actually going to be doing charity work by just feeding people, making sandwiches. We're looking for volunteers just to come together and just distribute things whenever my schedule is able. And that means even in the food truck, guess what we're going to do? On cold nights, we're going out there and we're going to give people hot soup. That's what we're going to do. So this is all about feeding people body, mind, and soul. Now, how can people do this?
Well, so yeah, as Father mentioned, we're looking for volunteers to come help us in Baltimore. But if you're not in the Baltimore area, we are also looking to get some Plating Grace chapters started. And so if you're interested and you'd like to help lead one of those groups, we can help organize that with you, get that up and running, and then you can do your own work in your local area. So yeah. Go out and do your own service through the Plating Grace mission, you know? And I think that that's a great way to help serve if you're interested in looking for it. Just being able to get that group together and go out on your own.
That's exactly right. You can see, folks, we have got so much going on. How can people find us? And then how can people become a part of our Supper Hero Club?
So, yeah, I mean, supporting us on Patreon is always a great way to become part
but how
of
do people
Supper
do that?
Because
I don't think people understand that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so if you go to the Facebook, Father Leo Feeds on Facebook, you know, we'll have all the info up there. Or you can go to just our website, fatherleofeeds.com, and we're going to have all of the links and everything for where you can get connected, find the different communities in your area, and...
And by the way, that also means whenever I show up, we'll have an opportunity to kind of collect each other and make sure that we have a way to stay in touch with each other. Because these events, people are like becoming best friends at the end of these events. You know, even some of my trips, they're traveling together. Community, people are desperate for it. But how about if they just go to Patreon? What do they do? Like if they go to patreon.com, what do they look for?
They're going to just look for the little magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that and search for Father Leo, or you can just go to patreon.com/FatherLeoFeeds.
Yeah.
But that's the easiest.
Either way, just getting involved. Now, I've got, before I do my carryout order with this kind of experience, I'm just going to reflect on Andy. In other words, I'm going to talk about Andy behind his back. That's basically what I'm going to do. I want to ask you one last question, Andy.
Okay.
Here it is. How can I, Father Leo, be a good priest for you?
Ooh, well, I mean, one of the best ways I think is giving me a job. So that was good. but then also, I mean, just prayer, I think, is one way that
we
can...
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Do you think that I actually pray for people?
I do, yeah.
And how do you know that?
Because you're always saying, oh, I gotta like put this in my prayer.
we did
a rosary out in Los Angeles and some of the meditations for the stations.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, you've got the mini speed version, but
hey, listen, for Lent I do Stations of the Cross every day, all right? I can't walk into a church all the time and do it, but anyway.
No, yeah, it was definitely good, and I know that every time that you're out there praying, I know that you keep all of your supporters in prayer. And
I don't think people always hear that, so I appreciate that. What else can I do for you? How can I be a good priest for you besides prayer and giving you a job? In other words, you're not fired yet.
Well, after this podcast, we'll see.
Well, I mean, we'll see, yeah.
No, I think that...
I stumped him.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, one of your main missions, and I mean, everyone's main mission is to know, love, serve Christ, and to bring others to do the same. And so I think as long as we're doing that mission, and I think the Plate and Grace movement really does bring that into action. So bringing others to know, love, and serve Christ. And the Plate and Grace movement has allowed me to keep that mission, even though I'm not doing youth ministry and working directly for the church anymore. I still get to bring Christ to others and help assisting spread that message. And so I think...
Well, I think what's interesting is you're actually bringing the church to them.
Yeah.
Because you can only serve the people who come to you when you're doing youth ministry. But in this, we literally are plating grace for even non-Catholics and non-Christians and non-believers. So to know, love, and to serve Christ. And then what was that second part?
To bring others
to do the same. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Miller, operations manager for Plating Grace and everything else, personal chauffeur and dishwasher. I'm going to come back with my carryout order, but any last words from Andy, because he's itching to say something.
No, yeah, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, no, I'm kidding.
No, can they?
They can. They're not going to find anything there. It's just a bunch of random stuff.
But where do they find you?
MillerAndy77.
MillerAndy. Yeah. I don't think I follow
super
you.
Super professional.
MillerAndy77. Any last minute words before I let you go?
So my friend and I are actually getting a speaking thing up and running. So we're hoping to get a little bit of guidance from Father Leo. So keep an eye out for that if you're all looking for some other varieties and not just food-based puns.
Okay, MillerAndy77 using my platform to promote his platform.
There we go.
And there we go. We will be
mic
right
drop.
We will be right back with more. He just dabbed on the on a podcast. We'll be back with more Shoot the Shiitake in my carryout order in just a minute. My latest book, Saving the Family by Sophia Press, is available now at shop.fatherleofeeds.com. It's a book that helps family stay together throughout the different cycles or stages that a family goes through. Basically, how are you a strong family when you have to feed your toddler mashed peas to the point when your children are feeding you mashed peas and every stage of family life in between? It's an opportunity to grow in understanding how you can be a superhero and not only save the family, but save the world. To learn more, go to shop.fatherleofeeds.com. And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake for my carryout order. What did I learn from my conversation with Andy Miller? Well, a couple things. One, I love his dry sense of humor. I really do. And he kind of reminds me of some of the other people I work with. I've got a pretty dry sense of humor, perhaps even sarcastic. And I know that a lot of people might get rubbed the wrong way. And gosh, even when I just say rubbed the wrong way, unfortunately, I've got to be uber careful because, you know, obviously priests are under suspect all the time. And if I, quote unquote, rub up somebody the wrong way, I could get sued. And it's just really sad because it really restricts the kind of work that I can do as a priest, which is why I'm grateful to have the opportunity to speak to you through the airwaves and through this podcast, either on TV. And we actually have some really cool stuff going. And that's why we're asking for your help and for your support. Patreon is a great platform. I didn't do it the first time that we started this show simply because I didn't want to seem like we were begging. But at this stage, we do need to beg. And why? I'm getting older. I don't know if you can tell. You've probably seen my evolution from when I first was on the Food Network 10 years ago to now, 10 years later, I'm getting older. And I can't be traveling around the world as much or as frequently as I have been. And that was basically what was paying the organization that's providing support for ex-convicts. And so we really want to kind of grow this ministry. Why? Because we believe we've got some really great stuff. And so what we want to do is continue to grow our organization, and we can only do that with your help. The other thing that I learned about Andy is that he is still young, and he himself is teaching me a lot of things, and hopefully he's learning some things as well. In other words, this is a huge learning curve because, frankly, no one else is doing the kind of work that I'm doing. I feel a little out of place and sometimes unique, but even privileged that I can work with people of different backgrounds. Andy's not an ex-con, so don't think that, but he is, you know, still a young guy kind of learning his way around, and he's hopefully trying to get into evangelization as well. So what I love about Andy is that we're basically kind of learning and growing this organization together. And what I'd love to do is do more so that we can even bring in more people, young talent, good Catholic people who want to do more with their faith, especially in evangelization. Andy wants to eventually be a speaker, and I love that because he can kind of learn from the experiences that I've had. And believe me, I've had a lot of experiences there. But I also want to just say one thing that I've learned is that the only way that we're going to get any help is if we ask for it. And that's why even getting Andy involved and inviting him to be part of this show, he actually didn't necessarily want to be recorded, but at the same time, he kind of has no choice. It's his job. And part of his job is to help support the organization, not just with the service, but also with the ability to bring in that quote unquote necessary income, because we want to do some pretty cool things, including a food truck, where we're going to be able to bring our message, platinggrace.com, and really plating awesome food. We want to bring in more people coming out of the prison system. We want to actually start a whole new set of shows that are going to be awesome. I mean, trust me, I've been working with the producer right now and the shows that we're doing, but it's all coming out of my pocket, so I can't do all of this alone. That's why we're just asking your support. So the final thing that I learned is that God is always doing something new. God's always got something going on. And it's not because I'm hyper, but I think it's because I'm trying to stay open to the Holy Spirit. God's constantly giving me these new ideas. And honestly, they are awesome ideas. I never would have been able to think of some of these ideas. And we're going to kind of roll some of these out in the future as we continue to hopefully grow with your help. So with even people like the sponsors for this show, Select International Tour, and our handful of incredible premium sponsors, can't thank you enough. And we just encourage everyone to sign up and be a sponsor somehow. A little goes a long way, and we want to give back to you for your support. But between now and the next time we shoot the shiitake, God bless you and stay hungry. And we hope you enjoyed this episode of Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo, brought to you by SelectInternationalTours.com. And we encourage you, family, friends, pastors, and parishioners, to all sign up for this episode on your favorite podcast platform. And once again, support us either at FatherLeoFeeds.com or ShootTheShiitake.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.